Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mergers, Acquisitions, and Corporate Restructurings by Patrick A. Gauhan is a professional and academic corporate finance text that surveys how companies combine, break apart, and redesign themselves through transactions. Published by Wiley in its corporate finance and accounting line, it is positioned as a practical guide that also explains the historical development of takeover markets and the shifting regulatory environment. The book covers the full deal landscape, from negotiated mergers and acquisitions to more contested transactions, and it broadens beyond classic M&A to include divestitures, spin-offs, equity carve-outs, joint ventures, and strategic alliances. A major through line is that restructuring is not only a response to distress, but also a proactive strategy for competitiveness in global markets. Gauhan also emphasizes valuation and shareholder wealth effects, connecting corporate strategy with the financial mechanics that determine whether a transaction creates value. Case material, research summaries, and visual exhibits are used to ground the discussion in real-world deal patterns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deal rationales and the strategic logic of mergers and acquisitions. A central topic in the book is why firms pursue mergers and acquisitions and how to evaluate whether the strategic story is credible. Gauhan frames M&A as a toolset used for growth, market power, capability building, and repositioning, while also acknowledging that transactions can be driven by less value-creating motives. The analysis pushes readers to separate narrative from measurable sources of value such as synergies, improved asset utilization, and stronger competitive positioning. The book also places deal motives in context by linking them to takeover waves and changing market conditions, which helps explain why certain deal types become popular at particular times. An important practical takeaway is that the same headline transaction structure can serve very different objectives depending on the acquirer, target, and industry environment. This strategic lens matters because it influences everything downstream, including the appropriate valuation approach, the choice of payment method, and the risks most likely to derail integration. By organizing motives and outcomes in a disciplined way, the book equips readers to test whether a proposed acquisition is primarily strategic fit, financial engineering, defensive positioning, or simply an opportunistic bet that needs tighter justification. Secondly, legal and regulatory constraints shaping M&A outcomes. Gauhan devotes sustained attention to the laws and rules that govern mergers, acquisitions, and contested control transactions. Rather than treating regulation as background, the book presents it as a key determinant of deal feasibility, timing, and bargaining power. Readers are guided through how regulatory constraints affect transaction structure, disclosure expectations, and the conduct of bidders and targets, particularly when a deal becomes hostile or when control is shifting rapidly. This legal context is essential for interpreting why certain tactics are used and why others are constrained, as well as how boards and management teams justify actions to shareholders. The discussion also connects regulation to broader governance developments, highlighting that dealmaking is inseparable from fiduciary responsibilities and the need to manage conflicts of interest. For practitioners, the value is in understanding that legal rules do not merely add compliance costs. They shape negotiation strategy, the menu of defensive tools, and the credibility of takeover threats. For students, the book clarifies how governance and regulation interact with financial incentives, making it easier to understand why the same economic proposal can lead to different outcomes across periods and jurisdictions. Thirdly, hostile takeovers, offensive tactics, and defensive responses. The book is well known for addressing the strategic contest that emerges when acquisitions are not friendly. Gauhan analyzes the offensive and defensive techniques that characterize hostile bids, treating them as a dynamic game among bidders, target management, boards, and shareholders. The emphasis is practical understanding why a bidder chooses a particular approach, how pressure is applied, and how targets respond to preserve negotiating leverage or to block an unwanted change in control. This topic also provides a concrete setting to examine the balance between shareholder value claims and managerial incentives. Since defenses can be presented as value protection while also serving entrenchment, the book links takeover tactics to the institutional environment, including the role of intermediaries and shifting market norms, which helps explain why hostile activity rises or falls over time. Readers gain a framework for evaluating whether a defense is likely to improve terms, force a strategic alternative, or simply delay the inevitable at significant cost by combining tactical descriptions with the underlying economic and governance trade-offs. The coverage helps deal teams anticipate countermoves and assess the reputational and financial consequences of escalation. Fourthly, corporate restructurings beyond M&A divestitures, spin-offs, carve-outs, and alliances. A distinguishing feature of the book is its broad treatment of corporate restructuring as a spectrum of choices rather than a single transaction type. Gahan covers downsizing and refocusing tools such as divestitures, spin-offs, and equity carve-outs, along with cooperative structures such as joint ventures and strategic alliances. This approach reflects the reality that companies often create more value by unbundling assets, clarifying strategy, or relocating capital than by buying new businesses. The book highlights how each restructuring form can be used to sharpen managerial focus, improve transparency, unlock value trapped inside conglomerate structures, or reduce risk exposure. It also stresses that these alternatives come with trade-offs in control, governance complexity, and execution risk, particularly when partnerships require ongoing coordination between parties with different objectives. The practical benefit of this topic is decision-making when an acquisition is not the best answer. Executives need a comparable set of tools that can still achieve strategic aims. By presenting multiple restructuring pathways in one integrated treatment, the book helps readers compare options using consistent criteria such as value creation logic, stakeholder impact, and implementation feasibility. Lastly, valuation, shareholder wealth effects, and the role of financial sponsors. Valuation and shareholder wealth consequences form another backbone of the book, linking strategic intent to transaction pricing and market reactions. Gahan discusses business valuation for public and private companies and emphasizes that deal success depends on disciplined pricing, credible synergy estimates, and an understanding of how financing choices affect risk and returns. The book also reviews how takeover actions can influence shareholder wealth, reinforcing that M&A announcements and restructuring decisions are judged not only by internal plans but also by external capital market expectations. Within this landscape, the text addresses the role of private equity and hedge funds as influential participants in takeover and restructuring activity, reflecting their importance in modern deal markets. The practical implication is that deal teams must anticipate how sophisticated investors evaluate governance, incentives, and downside protection, especially in leveraged or control-oriented transactions. By integrating valuation mechanics with market-based evidence and institutional realities, the book equips readers to connect modeling with decision quality. Instead of treating valuation as a purely technical exercise, it is presented as the discipline that forces clarity about what value is being created, for whom, and under what assumptions. In conclusion, this book is best suited to executives, corporate development professionals, investment banking and advisory practitioners, finance managers, and MBA or advanced undergraduate students who need a structured view of how major corporate transactions work. Readers benefit intellectually by seeing mergers, acquisitions, and restructurings as an integrated field where strategy, law, governance, and valuation continually interact. Practically, the book helps users build a transaction mindset, clarify the deal rationale, understand the constraints created by regulation and governance, anticipate tactical dynamics in contested situations, and compare M&A with alternative restructuring routes such as divestitures, spin-offs, carve-outs, and alliances. Its valuation and shareholder wealth focus also encourages discipline about pricing and expected value creation rather than relying on narrative alone. Compared with many books that concentrate narrowly on either financial modeling or legal process, Gahan positions restructuring as a broad managerial toolkit. Supported by research summaries, exhibits, and real-world orientation, the result is a reference that can be used both as a learning text and as a planning companion when evaluating strategic alternatives. For readers who want one volume that bridges corporate finance theory with the practical mechanics and evolving trends of the deal market, it stands out as a comprehensive and consistently applied guide. If you would like to support Patrick A. Gahan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.